Gracious Lord, we thank you for your word and ask that you would open our hearts to that word. We ask that you would speak to us and that you would give each of us something we need this day. That we would hear your voice above and within all that is said and done in this service. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Friends, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Has anyone ever had an impact on your life? Anyone ever just touched you or in some way has helped to mold you or been there for you at a critical point in your life? Most of us can point to persons, whether it be a parent, another saint in the church, a teacher, a mentor, a friend, or even a pastor. Who would have thought? I had a pastor who truly touched my life. It was at a critical point. I was at that age of adolescence, and into our church came this retired, gray-haired preacher with a booming voice, O.P. Smith, who exuded love. I have never known anyone who more exuded with the love of Jesus than O.P. Smith. He seemed to love everyone, but he had a real affinity for young people. With the help of a number of young people, he had built a camp at the one appointment that he had. And it was the camp that was later taken over by the Kentucky Conference and became one that reached even beyond the children who had come there during his time. And this many years into retirement in his late 70s, he had this old home place where he and Mrs. Smith lived with their old dog. And he had a little cabin that was built up on the hill. And he invited people to come and stay overnight, particularly young people. On one occasion, my cousin and I went. We were the only youth who made the trek that point. But see, he had this cabin, but this old farmhouse in which they lived on, and he had this jungle in the back. Well, actually, it was an old, abandoned, and partially reclaimed strip mine that was an adventure for us boys as we ventured back with the companionship of the old dog and our trusty 22s. We didn't see anything that day. It's probably a good thing. But it was an adventure that I'll never forget. And never forget the love that was demonstrated by Reverend and Mrs. Smith. Special people who helped to turn a young man who was already being worked on by God for the pastoral ministry. Oh, there were others along the way. There were other pastors. There was this dear woman in the church, Miss Bailey, I'm sure she thought she didn't have any gifts at all, but her big gift was showing up. You see, it didn't matter what was going on, she was there. And you could count on her, whether she had anything to say or not, she was there and she was showing love. And you knew that she cared that you succeed, that she cared for what you faced, that she cared for you as a person and as another part of the body of Christ. Oh, so many. Our scriptures tell us that we are to be those kinds of people. People who motivate others to do good things, to do good deeds, that are an example, as in that commercial, I believe it's for an insurance company, where it talks about one good turn and you see this person observing someone who does something for someone else, and then the opportunity comes for them to do something, and it is passed on and on. Not just the person who has helped, but someone who sees and someone who understands that, you know, that's a good thing to do. That I can do that. I can encourage people. I can help people. I can hold a door for someone. I can say a kind word. I can pick up something that someone drops. I can do those things. We are to encourage one another. The King James translates that provoke. Provoke one another to good works. Well, of course, at the time the King James was written, provoke means a little different than it does now. And yet, because the Greek word could have been both positive and negative, for it talks about parents not provoking their children to wrath, that it can go so many directions, that we can encourage or we can discourage. We can make a positive impact or we can make a negative one. And by the power of God, we are called to make this positive difference. And why can we do this? Because of what God is doing within our lives. We come into the very presence of God through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus. And here, as in so many places in Hebrews, this writer takes us to a land that no longer exists for Judaism. For by the time this is written, the temple was destroyed, and the tabernacle was even more a thing of the past, that holy of holies, that curtain that separated the holy part of the temple from the holiness of God. That the blood of Jesus enables us to come face to face with God. Into that point where the high priest dared only venture once a year. And they tied a rope to him, you know, just in case he messed up, God struck him dead, and they had to pull him out with the rope. It's not a coming before the great and powerful Oz, but someone greater. Someone real. The Lord God. The creator of this universe. Of us. One of the sweetest pictures I can think of. And I can think of a lot of sweet ones, is a picture taken at our nation's capital many years ago. As you have a picture of John F. Kennedy there at his desk, and playing underneath the desk is little John John. Do you think he was concerned that he was sitting at the feet of the most powerful man in the free world? I doubt it. He only knew him as Daddy. We can come before the Lord God. Not only the most powerful man in the free world, but the most powerful of all. And to know that he cares for us, loves us even more than John Kennedy loved John John. We are called to come with thankfulness in this Thanksgiving time, this Thanksgiving week. So many are already announcing and thinking beyond the day of Black Friday, and even having some push it that we're already there. That point where merchants are hoping to break even and start earning. That time where it can be dangerous being in some stores. Some are thinking of the turkey, or the ham, or whatever. Some are thinking of family and fellowship. Some are thinking football. So many things, so many diversions, none of which are bad, but none of which does it all and says it all as much as being thankful for all of this and more that we have due to the goodness and the generosity of the Lord God. This is the day that we have traditionally invited everyone to make a commitment, a financial commitment to the life and ministry of the church. There is a little note and a card of sorts that, unless you picked up your bulletin before service, is there. If you did, there are extra copies there in the vestibule. But a reminder to make a financial commitment, but also a commitment of time, a commitment of heart and life, a commitment that helps us in so many levels to be those people who are doing what God calls us to do, provoking one another, okay, encouraging one another, mentoring one another, helping one another, strengthening one another, being there, caring, as we together are built up in the body of Christ through the shed blood of the Lord Jesus, as together we sing praise and give thanks for what God has done for us in the Lord Jesus. Gracious Lord, we thank you for your call upon our lives. And we ask that you would indeed bless, guide, nurture us as we seek to strengthen and nurture one another and to bring others into the body of Christ. We pray that you would be with us in this venture. Be with us as we seek to generously give thanks and praise to you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.